Cambridge English First, Listening Part 4. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2017. You will hear part of an interview with a woman called Emma Short, who runs a business selling homemade products. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4.
Good afternoon and welcome to Business Matters. Today I'm joined by Emma Short, who gave up a successful career in banking to set up her own online shop. Emma, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So, I understand your online shop sells homemade products, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I started off just selling some things I'd made myself. I'm a keen knitter and sewer, and I think my family got fed up with me constantly making jumpers and dresses for them. So I started selling my clothes at a local craft fair, and they sold out instantly. People were asking me where they could order more. I realised there was real demand for my products out there, so that's why I set up my website.
Was setting up the website easy to do?
Fairly easy, yes. I know my way around a computer, so that wasn't a problem. And I found a company that provides templates for websites, so you don't have to design everything from scratch. You pick a design and a colour scheme you like, and then you personalise it. Of course, it means your website isn't perhaps as original as it could be, but it was quick to set up and the price is reasonable.
How long after you set up your website did you decide to give up your career in banking?
It was probably about a year. Sales were good from the beginning, but when I started selling some knitted cushions, they really took off. I couldn't keep up with demand. I was working all day in the office, then coming home and knitting for 4 hours in the evening, as well as handling all the incoming orders and packaging and posting. I was so exhausted, I realised I only really had enough energy for one of my jobs. I had to choose.
Do you think it was risky giving up a well-paid job in banking?
I suppose it was a bit risky, giving up my career, looking back. If I'd stayed, I would probably have been promoted by now. Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed my job, especially my colleagues. That's something I definitely miss. But I knew I'd found a gap in the market and I wanted to give it a try. I knew I would always be thinking, what if I didn't do it?
And now your website has been awarded the best homemade product supplier for 2017. What do you look for in the products you sell online?
Yes, I can't believe it. I don't just sell my own products now, though. My website also sells products made by other talented craftspeople from across the country. We sell homemade soaps, glassware, lace. I want to increase the variety of products on offer, but to get on my website, the products must be of a very high quality. I don't want to get a reputation for selling second-rate products.
You mentioned earlier that you miss your old colleagues. Are there any other downsides to being your own boss?
Well, I have to say there are a lot of things I don't miss about working in an office. The long commute, which would take me 45 minutes each way. And even worse than that was the meetings, which would go on for hours on end. I was actually lucky in that I had a really nice boss. I know some people go it alone because they want to be their own boss, so I suppose it's really the social interaction that I miss the most. You just don't get that when you're working out of your spare room.
I understand you're thinking of taking on staff soon, though. Is that right?
That's right. I need someone to help me with the day-to-day tasks of sending out the orders and answering queries, as well as looking for new products. I don't necessarily need someone who's good at craft themselves, but they must have an eye for what our customers will like and what's likely to sell. I'm not so concerned about lots of qualifications and experience. My business is so unique that I'll probably have to teach him or her everything from scratch anyway.
Emma, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I wish you all the best for the future of your business.
Thank you very much.